And we bring to you here on occasion on the Brad and John Show, when it merits, the Bigfoot bulletins, because the Pacific Northwest is the capital of Bigfoot. This is the home base. So when there's Bigfoot news, there's no better place, no better radio station than the most powerful one in the Northwest than this one here to deliver you the Bigfoot bulletin. Now, this involves one of our Bigfoot, who we went over to the other side of the country.
Yeah, back east. And I don't know if the cold weather or the long winter that we've had has forced him east or what have you. But in Springfield, Massachusetts, your one-time home, wasn't it?
Yes, yes.
Springfield, Massachusetts, the news crews were out reporting on the snow. And the guy standing there in the middle of the street doing a stand-up report, like, let's go check in with Eddie out there in the snow and see how deep it is.
And then Bigfoot crashed that report.
Yeah.
So what you hear then is these anchors talking, and then all of a sudden there is Bigfoot stumbling around behind the reporter. And they are laughing as if they believe it to be a Bigfoot mascot. Because he's covered in, this Bigfoot is covered in what?
Marijuana leaves. Giant pot leaves. Now, and maybe that's attributing to his stumbling and stuff. He's obviously disoriented.
So they,
this beast is disoriented.
They believe it's
in
a
the center of town.
So they believe it's a mascot from a nearby weed store. Is that right?
I'm not sure if their minds are that small or not. I mean, they maybe haven't opened their mind up to the fact that this could just be a Bigfoot that came in from, like, some grow-op.
Yeah,
something.
He could have found his way into a grow-op and got all tangled up in the leaves and the, you know.
They got it all strung
and
up, and they're trying to get those plants to grow right, and he's all tangled up in it.
And so then he finds his way out onto the streets of Springfield, Massachusetts, where there is snow all over the place, and he's stumbling and bumbling around because he's covered in marijuana leaves. This is the Bigfoot. And he is then being mocked by the anchors at this Springfield television station.
And
hey, it's live TV. Take a look. A Sasquatch covered in marijuana leaves wandered into the reporter's live shot.
There it is.
There it is. Creeping along.
This is in Mass? It's the Mass Squatch?
So.
It's pot? It's the grass squatch. How about that?
She didn't realize it until she stepped out of the frame to show the snowy road behind her, and then the Sasquatch. He fell down into the snow.
Are you high, dude?
I was about to say, there are so many jokes that we can make right now. It's a weed Sasquatch.
Yes, it's grass squatch.
Grass squatch, as they call it.
This does bring up the question, though. How is Bigfoot inconvenienced by the snow? We have had so much snow here. How do you think it makes, how does Bigfoot react to that? Now you say,
it's
well,
tough to keep his weed dry.
He's covered in hair, so you're probably thinking, oh, he's comfortable. It could bring on the cold. Bigfoot's got all that hair on him.
The snow will ball up on my dog's fur and stuff like that, and it clings to him. He comes in with, like, little snowballs over him.
Plus, what does he eat out there? Whatever it is that he eats out there in the wild, trees or branches, or I don't know what he eats out there, but he eats something in the woods. That stuff is covered in snow. He probably isn't eating like he would like to.
No, so that's going to force him down into town.
He's probably hangry right now, Bigfoot.
He's probably coming down below the tree line and the snow line into town to a small cafe, perhaps. He doesn't have any money. That's going to create a problem.
You might find him at the bottom of your freeway ramp right now with a sign. Hey. Help your brother out. We got a little something for
you. We can get
here
back to Washington.
So there's a greater chance now then that you'll see that you'll have a Bigfoot sighting because of the snow, I'm believing. Well, if they saw him on camera.
Well, if
he
grows to like the weed, then he's going to go. Probably Bigfoots are going to start gravitating to states that legalize it. You know what I mean?
Well, they're here already.
Well,
they're
I know they're here now, but I'm just saying they branch out. You get down to Oregon, you're going to start finding them in Colorado.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Well, how are they going to get there? They'll hitch a ride, like when the Dead is touring, when the Dead and Company is touring.
Yeah.
They'll be trying to get on those buses.
Tough to hitchhike when you don't have thumbs.
It can be a little difficult.